Hi. This week we continue with the question from last week, what does the church mean to God? We're trying to see from the scriptures how God views the church. We noticed several things in our first study. First, we noticed the church was in the eternal plans of God, Ephesians 1, verses 3 through 5. We saw that Jesus came to the earth and died for the church, Acts 20, verse 28. And we noticed that the tabernacle and the temple of the Old Testament was given to symbolize the church. Because they were symbols of the church, only the finest materials were allowed to be used. Please notice the passage that teaches the temple symbolized the church. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 2, the Bible says Jesus is a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord erected, and not man. Again in Hebrews 12, verse 22, but you, Christians, have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God, the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect. The most valuable material was used because the church was being pictured when the temple was being built. Utmost care and the greatest craftsmen were used. The pattern was given by God Himself, according to 1 Chronicles 28, verses 12 and 19. The Bible says there in 1 Chronicles 28, verse 11, then David gave his son Solomon the plans for the vestibule, its houses, its treasuries, its upper chambers, its inner chambers, and the place of the mercy seat, and the plans for all that he had by the Spirit. In verse 19 it says, all this, said David, the Lord made me understand in writing by his hand upon me all the works of these plans. The church is the most precious, valuable institution God ever devised. And so the temple, the symbol of the church, must be the most valuable, the most precise, the most beautiful building that was ever built. The temple was built on Mount Moriah. That was the highest part of Jerusalem, to show that it was the most prominent, most significant thing in the city. And that's the way it is with the church. The church is the most important, most prominent, most significant institution to the Lord. The temple had its own wall around it, a symbol of God's care and protection. And this was given because the church has God's utmost care and protection about it. Everything in the temple symbolized something in the church. The table of showbread was a symbol of the communion. The altar of incense was a symbol of prayer, Revelation 5, verse 8. The candlestick that gave light inside the temple was a symbol of the Word of God, which gives light to the members of the church so people can see how God wants them to live. Psalm 119, verse 105. The laver that was in front of the temple was a symbol of baptism. Before one could enter into the temple, he had to wash in the laver. And before one can enter into the church as a member of God's people, he has to be baptized to enter into that great institution. Titus chapter 3, verse 5. Israel made a terrible mistake. Israel did not see the temple as a symbol of the church. All they could see was their beautiful building. They thought God did dwell in buildings on the earth. They thought that a temple made with human hands could make them close to God. But isn't this what people think today? Don't people today think that the beautiful, expensive, elaborate building will impress God? That God dwells in man-made buildings on the earth, and that you can get close to God by being in a building? Ask some people who have such elaborate buildings, why this extravagant, beautiful, expensive building? And some might say, well, you know, God's temple in the Old Testament was elaborate, expensive, and so our building is also elaborate and expensive. But these people fail to see the purpose of that Old Testament temple. They, like Israel, cannot see the physical temple of Solomon was a symbol of the New Testament church. In summary, the Church of Christ is not a physical building. In the Old Testament days, it was symbolized by a physical building, but the church is God's people who submit to His terms of pardon. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5, the Bible says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up the spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Do not underestimate the church. Outwardly, the Church of Christ may not appear very impressive, but it's the Lord's people. Remember Jesus. He did not appear to be very impressive, according to Isaiah 53, verse 2. He was poor, according to Matthew 8, verse 20. He was not found among the upper echelons of society, according to Luke 15, verse 2. Is it any marvel, then, that His body, the church, would be the same way as He was? Well, thanks for considering our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. There are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you can download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. Thanks for listening, and again, call again next week as we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.